Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, faqad qala Allah tabarak wa ta'ala fil Qur'an al-Majid, fa'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Inna 'alaina jam'ahu wa qur'anahu, fa idza qara'nahu fattabi' qur'anahu, thumma inna 'alaina bayanahu. Sadaqallahu al-'azim. The most respected Ustaz, as well, I spend the size up, and the beautiful father sitting before me, is a very overwhelming moment for myself also, as many of my elders are here, and as they say commonly, a Stenger boy. That will always be a Stenger boy. You still remember the days, my dear brothers, when we started our journey of Hifz. It was in 1407, Jumad al-Ula. As normal, young boys, very naughty also, but want to become a Hafiz al-Quran. And Allah Ta'ala gave us such a beautiful ustaz. As Mu'ana mentioned, that the hard work of the student, and he has put effort into it. But I can tell you from the bottom of my heart, more than, in fact, there was no effort from our side. It was a dua for ustaz. And Mulisab's words still ring in our ears till today. He will tell us every Friday, take my du'as, you'll go far in life. Take my du'as, you will go far in life. And I say it to the qasam of Allah, is only the du'as of my ustaz, not forgetting the foundation, Wala Badi Asab Rahmatullah Ali, Wala Katori Asab, Hafiz Hashim say that, Honorable Father of Mawlana Yusuf Patel Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, and my uncle Hafiz Shakir, when we started in Tutla's Madrasa, they after prepared to go to Mawlana Ismail Desai Sahab. And that day, 13 January 1987, was such a day that when I look back at it, I think of the day that Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam went to the cave of Hira. And he sat there. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came. And then he made mu'anaqa and he hugged Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Iqra, O Nabi of Allah, read. Ma ana biqari. I cannot read. Again he hugs him. Tight hug till Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said there was pain in it. He says, read. Iqra, ma ana biqari. I cannot read. Then a third time again. And then, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. And I look back at the journey of Hifz on that afternoon, that time was staying at Madrasa school, that Hifz class we sat there. It was his weakling, Moy Rashid Saab, and Marhum Bashir Nurgat, may Allah fill his qabr with Nur. The three started together on that day. And then Muli Saab opened the Quran and he says, read. And I had the same excuse, Ma ana biqa. Muli Saab, I can't read. Didn't learn anything. But then the love of the ustaz, the patience, the muhabbat, the love, and the dua behind it. They say if you want to gauge the level of an ustaz, they look at his products. And we can see Muli Rashid Sahab, mashallah, may Allah accept all his khidmat also. Then you can understand the level of the ustaz, the qabooliyat and the acceptance. So today we find we are here for this jalsa. Such a cohesion in the life of the Hafiz boy and his family that will never be repeated in this worldly life. As my honorable Sheikh, as Abdul Hamid Sahab, the Mubarakatuh says, that this worldly life is only window shopping for Jannah. Window shopping. What do you find now? These beautiful faces, manawwar and full of nur, is just a window shopping for the jalsa on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, make it a reality. Where the Hafiz boy, when he starts his hifz, and the Ustaz says him, Iqra, Ya bunayya iqra, ay beta paro, read, read. And every night at home also, read your Quran, read your Quran, read your Quran. Not an easy journey. Nabi alayhi salatu salam also his journey of hifz, of Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Sharif, لا تحرك به لسانك لتعجل به. O Nabi alayhi salatu salam, he had this concern that Jibreel alayhi salatu salam is coming wahi, I will forget what he has recited. He was also worried. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu used to show his students the wahi used to come down by Jibreel alayhi salatu salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Nabi alayhi salatu salam, out of anxiety, distress, worry, mustn't forget, he should move his lips and his tongue hastily to memorize to by heart. Want to learn the sabak. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala console Nabi alayhi salatu salam, don't hasten, don't rush, don't move your lips and tongue so fast. Inna alayna jam'ahu wa qur'ana. O my beloved Nabi, we will preserve the Qur'an in your bosom. You will not forget. After Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam used to leave, then Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam used to recite. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserved the Qur'an in his heart. Ulama say every hafiz of the Qur'an of this ummah is a mirror effect of the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That which was in his heart, Allah has preserved in the hearts of the young men and boys of this ummah. Allah has a divine plan. Al-waladu sirrun li-abi. This is an expression in Arabic. If you want to know the secret to a parent's heart, then look at his children. If you want to know the secret to a parent's heart, then look at his children. Where that parent will find success, and he made his life, he will push his children in the same avenue. If you want to know what's lurking within the heart of the parent, look at the heart of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. What was pumping in his heart that Allah qualified him and gave him the status of Khalilullah, the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam in Palestine, in Palestine, with his father Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam left behind fi ghayri zar'in 'inda baytika al-muharram. But Baytullah, no cultivation, no food, no water. But Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is crying for that son. Oh Ismail, ya Allah, what will happen to him? What will happen to his future? What was the future? Rabbana liyuqimu as-salah. Ya Allah, he must perform salah. The Nabi of Allah is concerned about the salah, about his progeny. This is dua he makes. وَرَزُقْهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ. Ya Allah, the rosy sustenance, the fruits, the best of foods, Ya Allah, send it to him in such a place where there's no cultivation, where there's no water. Ya Allah, he'll perform salah, turn the hearts of people towards him. What was in the heart of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam? The secret to his heart. He was a friend of Allah, the beloved of Allah. He wanted deen, he wanted salah, he wanted iman, taqwa, yaqeen. For his young son Ismail. For the heart and for Allah, there's no boundaries and no borders. What's in the heart of the father, Allah will transfer it into the heart of the child. What love the parent has in the heart, once you go and suffer, you're going out somewhere, we have breakfast at a person's house. After breakfast, we're sitting in the veranda. A young five-year-old comes and he says to his dada, grandfather, looking at all the cars, that's a 1.6, that's a 1.3, that's so and so, that's a Corolla, that's... So Abdul Hamid Sahib asks, how does he know all the vehicles? He hardly can read. His father is a car fanatic. His father is a car fanatic. He picked it up in the environment of the house. The environment you make at home, my dear brothers, is the greatest muallim. The child will learn Quran Sharif, he will learn du'as. Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam's heart is burning in the love of Allah. Ya Allah, what will happen to my son? You want to know what's within the person's heart? Look at his children. What's burning within his heart? That is why we say to the parents whose sons have qualified today, and those that are still doing hifz, Don't make this niyat, Ya Allah, I'm taking out my son from school 1-2 years and pushing him back into school. Allah has given him the greatest bounty of Quran Sharif. Make the niyat of deen. To understand Allah has a system. We know the system of dunya from class 1, lies before that also, to matric. We don't get it now, you're not gonna get it. When it comes to Quran Sharif, Allah has a window period also. When it comes to ilm and knowledge of deen, Allah has a system also. The time when you can take it easily, without any difficulties. When it comes to dunya, my dear brothers, many a mother has anxiety and stress. They have milestones for their children. My son is 5 years old, he cannot read, he doesn't recognize the letters, alphabets. Stop with the robot, what color is this? He doesn't know the colors yet, he's behind. He hasn't reached his milestones. Oh, beloved mother, honorable father, the fikr and concern, does my son know his Yasin Sharif? Does he know his Waqia? He has to go for extra tuition, get him some therapy. When it comes to counting money, when it comes to reading alphabets, dunya has become such that child will learn something of dunya. Whether he goes anywhere or nowhere, he will learn it. But Quran he won't learn automatically. Quran Sharif he will not learn automatically. There's an effort behind it. There's an effort behind Quran Sharif. That's a milestone. How much Quran does my son and my daughter know right now? That's a milestone. Does he know his Quran Sharif? Dunya, my dear brothers, we know we are businessmen, professionals. Dunya is always waiting. Whether 25, 35, 45, I got a new venture. Starting another business. And when it comes to Quran and the ilm and knowledge of deen, so to say, has an expiry date, cut off time. Take it now, after this it will be difficult. Now is the time to secure my child's seat, sofa, luxury under the arsh of Allah now. For that young man who grows up in the ibadat of Allah, he will enjoy the shade of the arsh of Allah on the day of Qiyamah. He secured his seat already. He's got his seat. Only a young man right now has this fear and concern whether I secured my place in the university. Oh my son, have you secured your kursi and seat under the arsh of Allah right now? And such a seat also, my dear brother, is that only for him? Enough space for the parents also. Enough space for the parents also. Allah's divine system. Inna alayna jam'ahu wa Qur'ana. There are three things Allah mentions in Quran Sharif. It is our responsibility. Jam'ahu, to preserve Quran in the hearts of the huffaz. فَإِذَا قَرَأْنَاهُ فَاتَّبِعْ قُرْآنَ. Preservation of the Kitabullah. Then tilawat of Kitabullah. The recitation. فَإِذَا قَرَأْنَاهُ. Oh, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we recite Quran to you via Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, فَاتَّبِعْ قُرْآنَ. Then you follow his recitation. Don't hasten. Just follow him. ثُمَّ لِتَأْخِيرِ for delay. إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا بَيَانَ. Then, in every period of time, we will create the ulama who will make bayan of Quran according to need of the time. Three things Allah has taken responsibility. Understand the divine system of Allah, oh dear parents. If Allah has chosen my home, I always say, when that young boy or the young girl is sitting at home and reading Quran Sharif, and reading Quran Sharif at home, understand what is happening in our home right now tonight. There's no place for gadgets. There's no place for the television. There's no place for Wi-Fi and for anything else. Right now Allah has chosen my home. Ulama say, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah looked at the hearts of humanity, and Allah chose the Sahaba radiallahu anhum for the suhbat, companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were chosen ones. They were the ones that become hamilul Qur'an. They will carry the Qur'an from generation to generation. These young boys are part of the divine plan of Allah. I have a plan. Don't work a plan out of the plan of Allah. Allah has a plan already. Your son is already in the divine plan of Allah. Don't opt out. Your life is for deen, your life is for Quran. Whether qiraat, whether alim course, whatever it may be, but learn Quran. Move on with it. Allah looked at the hearts and chose Sahaba radiallahu anhum, ulamas in every period of time. Allah will look at the hearts of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah will look at the houses of the Muslim ummah and Allah will choose. Allah will choose heart by heart, this home, that home, this home, that home. Those homes have been chosen, selected by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to fulfill this divine plan of Allah. It is my responsibility, the responsibility of Allah to preserve Quran in those hearts. When that young boy sits at home at night, and every Hafiz boy should sit in a place in the home, central, where he can be seen, and to recite Quran loudly. Have to recite Quran loudly. It's shifa'ul lima fi sudur, ulama say to such an extent. Quran is such a thing. Illnesses in the house, difficulties in the house, jadu in the house, tell that young boy, read Quran loudly. Read Quran loudly. Fill the airwaves with Quran tilawat. The effect on the heart, the effect on the body. Person has arthritis, person has some kidney problem, dialysis. Listen to Quran Sharif and make niyat shifa. Quran is shifa. When Imam Sir Sahib Dam Barakatuh gives an example, Ali made a claim. And Ali made a claim. Doctor, king was very sick. Call all the surgeons and all the doctors. Could not treat him. So Ali says, I'll come read Quran, he'll get better. So the minister mockingly laughed at him. Call the Ali, let him read Quran, we tried our best already. Calls the Ali and mockingly he asks him from all the ministers, if you read Quran, you mean it will be a means of cure for the king? He says, definitely. Unless otherwise, the will of Allah. How can that be? We have surgeons, we have doctors. So the alim to demonstrate the effect of Quran Sharif. He says to that minister, he says, you are a donkey. And if you don't like it, then you are a monkey. And his face changed color. Veins began to swell. Eyes became bloodshot. Body begins to shake in anger. So the alim says, you understood now. So what do you mean? He said, all I did was, I took a few alphabets, M-O-N-K-E-Y. I put them together. I just uttered one, two sentences. Look at the effect on your existence. Look at the effect on your existence. It's changed your entire demeanor and mood right now. The kalam of Allah that emanated from Allah Himself, who recited with an open heart, the young boy recites Quran in the home. But the Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahimahullah says, it is my aqidah and belief that a young boy who will learn Quran Sharif as a young child, the first words will be Quran. He went to maktab, he went to madrasa, he became hafiz. That hafiz also, but he learned Quran. It is my firm belief that child, no matter how far he will go from the deen of Allah, he will die upon iman. Because Quran came in his heart first. Quran is powerful. The kalam of Allah will change. It will bring shifa. Allah looks in the houses of the ummah and chooses those young hearts. Understand the mothers and the fathers of these young boys that finish the Quran Sharif every night when that boy opens his Quran to learn his sabak. And he begins to read. They say, as if بقلم الوحي, as if with the pen of wahi revelation, Allah is writing the verses on his heart tonight. Allah is writing it. Before today, he had no knowledge of it. As the ustaz, when the young boy comes in the morning, miraculous, absolutely miraculous, the boy comes to the ustaz and he sits there. And he says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. He says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. My beloved Shaykh says, he's actually telling the ustaz, oh my ustaz, don't become like one shaitan also. I'm seeking refuge from shaitan. Have compassion upon me. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Teach me the name of Allah, who's Rahman and Rahim. Then he starts his sabak. He starts his sabak. And as the ustaz, when the boy gets stuck, When the boy gets stuck, where the eyes go to the skies, they tell the Ustaz, wait. Wait for what? Jibreel is going to come down? Wahi is going to come down? It's there. When he must himself says, take that young boy, take him for an MRI, CAT scan, brain scan, a heart scan, every type of scan you can do for a hafiz of Quran, you will not find one harf, one letter anywhere in his entire body, brain, heart or mind. Where is it preserved? That heart belongs to Allah. Allah has purchased that heart. Allah put His Kalam in that heart. Allah put His Quran in that heart. What's in the parents' heart? Look at the hafiz boy. Push him ahead, push him ahead. Go learn your Quran, become an alim. As the ustaz, the Allah Ta'ala grant Murisab afiyat, sihat and salamat in the khidmat of deen. He says, become a doctor also, become an alim also. Enjoy both the worlds. Enjoy both the worlds. You're not saying no, but a person hafiz al-Quran. Then you see him looking up, and then it comes, and then he's moving again. Then he's moving again. Where is it coming from? That heart is no more yours, it belongs to Allah. Allah has put the Quran in your heart. Inna alayna jam'ahu wa Qur'ana. Allah says our responsibility to choose those hearts and preserve Quran in those hearts. These youngsters and all the hufaz of the ummah have a different status, my dear brothers. When that boy leaves in the morning to come to madrasa, when he comes to madrasa in the morning, as we are sitting here right now, these are the chosen Ahlul Quran wa khasatuhu. These are the carriers of Quran, the VVIPs of Allah. Very important people of Allah. Very important. Because when the talib ilm, when the student leaves home in the morning, when he steps out of Quran in his hand, or his kitabs in his hand, it's mentioned that he creates a havoc in the heavens. He creates a havoc in the heavens. That Allah's guest now is moving. Malaika dispatch, quickly go. Quickly go, as Mufti Sahib rendered the Naat, the Nazam, the Farishta par bichate hain. Malaika, send a dispatch, quickly go. This khas and special VIP mehman has left his room, is going to madrasa right now. Go and spread your wings under his feet for him. What do you say, red carpet? This is not even a red carpet. This is carpet from Allah. Your entire life, you're walking on the red carpet. On the red carpet, what Allah will not feed you, what Allah will not give you. Don't get off the carpet. Don't get off the carpet. Continue walking upon the wings of the malaika. Muhaddisin give two interpretations. Why they spread their wings? It's happening every morning. Whether the mother is waking up in the morning and she's making the breakfast for the child, whether the father is coming to leave him, or is going back home. Sometimes the young boy is standing on the street corner and is looking for a lift to go back home. He's a special youngster. He's a special youngster. Under his feet, he might not have a very smart car for his father, but remember what he's walking upon right now. It's Allah's carpet. Two interpretations. Allah spreads out, malaika spread out their wings for him, out of honor for him, ikraman lahu. You are very special, VIP of Allah. You don't walk on the earth, you walk on our wings. Second interpretation. Ulama explained that malaika spread their wings out for the person seeking knowledge of Quran and Sharia to take barakat from him. To take barakat from him. The boy is full of barakat. The hafiz boy in my home is barakat. Move him on in the path of Allah. Let him continue his journey on Quran Sharif. To regard anything more superior than what my child has in his heart is a great disrespect to the Quran in his life. What he has, Allah has given him. Allah has preserved Quran. Divine plan of Allah. It's our responsibility to preserve Quran in his heart. فَإِذَا قَرَأْنَاهُ When they recite Quran, they follow the Quran tilawat. Here ulama say that Allah will preserve the different dialects of Quran and different dialects of qiraat. The sabah qiraat, ashara qiraat. So the qurra of the ummah also included. They preserved by Allah. ثُمَّ إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا بَيَانًا ثُمَّ The secret in every period of time, Allah will create ulama to make bayan of Quran. Ulama also part of the divine plan of Allah. When it comes to the Quran, Hibs Khatam, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ بِرَحْمَتِي فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَعُوا. Allah says, when the boy finishes his Quran, Quran Khatam takes place, قُلْ Nabi of Allah, say to them. Say to them. There's no place in Sharia, my dear brothers, for any else or any type of celebration, birthday parties, anniversaries. These are foreign concepts to Sharia and Deen. When's the time to rejoice? We have Eid. We have the day of Eid, the day of Jumu'ah, Sayyidul Ayyam, the best of days. The day of Jumu'ah. And Quran Hifz Khatam, Allah says, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهُ نَبِيبَ اللَّهُ. Say to them, with the virtue of Allah, with the virtue of Allah, وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ, and with His rahmat also. What's the fazl of Allah? Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu says, Quran Sharif is the fazl of Allah. قُلْ, say to them with the fazl of the Quran Sharif, وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ, وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ, one tafsir, deen Islam. The tafsir of rahmah, وَمَا أَرْسَلَّاكَ إِلَىٰ رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you have Quran, and you have deen in your life, you have the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is the command of Allah, لَا تَفْرَحْ. Don't be proud. Don't be proud. And if you also, agar khushi manana hai, you have to celebrate also. One tafsir of this ayat, don't celebrate in a way that you become intoxicated, you don't understand or you don't realize the command of Allah. Intoxication of dunya, materialism. لا تفرح. إن الله لا يحب الفرحين. Allah says, I have no love for those who over indulge, become intoxicated with amusement, or are proud. Pride is haram. But here Allah says that tell them, O Nabi of Allah, with the Quran Sharif and with the Deen of Islam, فَلْيَفْرَعُوا. Now it is permissible for them. It is permissible for them, فَلْيَفْرَعُوا, to puff out the chest. Like how the father will say, that surgeon, we need them. That lawyer, yes, we need them also. It's not a point of pride. To put my child in that line, what is the purpose? Senior Alim says the purpose is that his pockets can become lined. He can make it in dunya. The Quran lined his heart for Jannat. فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. Quran says that puff your chest out. There you cannot become proud. Here Quran says, Allah says, فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. Tell the parents, فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. Take out your chest. Their father will say, is my son. He's got this qualification. So many accolades. Allah says, nothing to be proud about. For this Quran Sharif, Allah says, فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. Oh father, oh mother, today you can take out your chest and say, my son. That's my son, he qualified today. فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. You can be a bit proud today also. Ya Allah, your fazl. Ya Allah, your ikram upon me. Then my son has become a hafiz of Quran. He is permissible. هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. Allah says, why? What he has today in his heart is better than whatever the people of dunya amass all together. The investments, the gold, the properties, whatever it may be. Allah has given my son Quran, the knowledge of Quran. وَلَقَدْ وَلُوتًا آتِيْنَا حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا وَلَمَّا بَلَغَ شُدَّهُ آتِيْنَا حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا. When he came to Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, Allah Ta'ala gave them deen, Allah gave them ilm, knowledge of the book of the time. Allah has given my son also. This jalsa, my dear brothers, is just a window shopping for the jalsa on the day of Qiyamah. That will be the real jalsa, where Allah will call the hafiz al-Quran. And in our understanding, the stage will be put up. Call all of them. And who will be the lead reader, so to say, none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are all my spiritual sons. These are all my spiritual sons. And the asatiza. Call them today. Today is a big jalsa. Today is a big jalsa. Call the parents also. Put them on thrones. Today they can really take out their chests. My son, my grandson, we made it. Then we can imagine the crown. Today the boys are wearing imama and turbans. The day of Qiyamah, their parents will be given crowns to wear. Such nur, such light. Celebrity status, who doesn't want to become celebrity? Want the likes and subscribes. Subscribe to Akhirat, like our Jannat, prepare for that jalsa. my son will go to that direction, where he will be sitting on the throne. Now the young boy will be called Iqra, Wartaqi, Warattil. Oh beta, oh young boy, read now. Read as you should read in dunya. Read your Quran Sharif and carry on going up and up and up the stages of Jannah. Not alone, take your parents also. That will be the real day to be proud. Today the most you will get when it comes to qualifications, my dear brothers, is just one piece of paper. Or one plastic award, trophy. Qiyamah's day won't be something fake gold, be real gold, real silver. But the important, most important thing for the Hafiz al-Quran, to preserve the Quran in his heart. His door, there's only one chance in his life. There's only one chance in your life to do the door is after you finish your Quran. And Mulisa will always say, do your door now. The first time Allah has given you Quran Sharif is a ni'mat of Allah. Allah gave you free. Forget your Quran Sharif, Allah forbid. Now you must cry for the rahmat of Allah. Allah gave it to me free, I forgot it. Now you want it second time, you need the rahmat of Allah. Cry for it. Take my du'as and go far. Our satiza, our parents take the du'as and prepare ourselves for the final day before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Today has come the day of Jalsa. Allah ta'ala make it a mubarak occasion where we continue, and to the parents also, just to conclude, this incident is very heartwarming to myself also. And Mulisa will tell us, when I'm gone one day, read for me every day. Don't forget our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents. My Sheikh says, we are living in the barakat of their du'as. We are living in the barakat of their du'as. For those from Stanger, we know at one time he was in the first saf, which were the old people, what du'as they made. And today we are sitting here at this jalsa. So don't forget the legacy they left behind for us. To continue du'as for them also. And this legacy continues till Qiyamah. The Hufaz will be produced till the day of Qiyamah. May Allah accept it. Very importantly, we continue our door daily. And the promise Allah has given for the Hafiz al-Quran is for that Hafiz that regards halal as halal, haram as haram. My dressing, my eating, where I go, what I do. The simple thing is live under the shadow of our parents and our satiza. We will never go wrong in life. Take their mashwara. Very quickly, I'll just mention a few things. Many of us are 15 to 18 to 20. I tell the youngsters very importantly, right now you're such a point in your life that you have to make decisions of life for life. Live with your decision. You're going to make decisions of life for life. Live with your decision you're going to make. Before you make that decision, go to your ustaz. Go to your parents. Mashwara and istikhara. Very important. You will never lose, you will never suffer a loss, you will never regret. You will never regret. Make mashwara. Make mashwara. Consult with them and ask them, what do I do ahead now? Which way do I go? If I have to go out in dunya, I'm going under the umbrella of their du'as. Under the umbrella of their du'as. Allah will protect my iman. And continue making mashwara with them. And you say, Allah will protect your iman. Allah protect your Quran Sharif. Just in mashwara and istikhara. Ya Allah ta'ala give tawfiq. Preserve the Quran Sharif. Taraweeh every year, very important. Allah give us all tawfiq. And as I mentioned, don't forget to make dua. So our asatiza, for our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents. Allah fulli qabar zunur. Allah ta'ala raise them. And grant us the tawfiq to continue our Quran tilawat. And our mouth comes in a condition we are reading our Quran Sharif. Ya Allah ta'ala accept wa akhiru da'an. Alhamdulillah.